For grocery stores like the Amish Market in Midtown Manhattan, single-use plastic bags have reached their sell-by date. The goal of the ban is to reduce the 23 billion plastic bags currently used in New York State each year. Accountant and office manager at the Amish Market, Joseph Georges Ayenga, says the inventory of plastic bags they're unable to use will be an additional cost for the business. But he's still a supporter of the move.
It's a good thing. It was about time we all joined, you know. Plastics are really a problem, you know. We can see the effect or the impact of that on the animals, especially sea life. Really, we think it was the right thing to do. You know, it was about time.
New York is one of eight states in the country to introduce a ban on single-use plastic bags. Retailers that break this law will be slapped with a warning, then a $250 fine if they're caught again. That will then rise to $500 for further violations. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's a response to a product that's blighted the environment. New York City is one of several areas within the state that will also charge customers 5 cents for a paper bag. And not everyone is happy with the law. Some retailers fear it may force shoppers to purchase less if they feel limited to only filling the reusable bags they bring with them to the store. Others say the ban doesn't go far enough. Unpackaged produce and food deliveries are among the exemptions from this ban. The law supporters like Dr. Stephen Cohen, professor at Columbia University's Earth Institute, says it's about changing consumer habits.
I think the most important impact is that it's going to get people to think about what they're doing. Because we use plastic bags here in a mindless way. You know, people will say, you know, you want paper or plastic? And people say, well, I'll take both.
TerraCycle is a waste management firm with a focus on expanding notions of what can be recycled and reused. At their office in Trenton, New Jersey, many of their workspaces are separated by plastic soda bottles that have been tied together instead of traditional walls. The company's CEO and founder Tom Zaki says the plastic bag ban could put pressure on businesses as well as the public to rethink their relationship with plastic.
The exciting thing that these sort of bans do is not just the bans themselves, but the message it sends to the to the business sector, saying the government now and people are caring about these topics, and maybe you should go beyond before other bans start happening.
New York is bracing for an adjustment period as residents come to grip with this ban. But its supporters say convenience costs are outweighed by the environmental damage caused by plastic bags. William Denzelow, New York.